Hello, my friend, and welcome to this immersive meditation. My name is Helen, and I invite you to make this your place for inner peace, strength, and healing. I'm glad you joined us here today for this guided meditation that is made as a tool to help you release anger or resentment. This mindset training can also be applied in other areas of life or with strong emotions that can arise in your body. Find a quiet and comfortable place to sit or lie down and take a few deep breaths before starting. In and out. And while you do so and start to settle in with ease, I would like to say thank you to all of our beautiful followers and listeners here on the podcast from the bottom of our hearts. We would be so grateful if you could support us by becoming a Patreon member or by making a donation using the links in the description so that we can continue creating free meditation practices that are available for everyone. Our vision is to build a place for you to grow, learn, and to relax. As a community member, there will be exclusive material, possibility for personal guidance, and other perks. We welcome you to mindful living with us. Now, for today's meditation, begin by bringing your awareness to your breath. Notice the sensation of the air moving in and out of your body. Take a deep breath in, filling your lungs completely. And exhale slowly. Let go of any tension in your body as you exhale. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Try to visualize the air with the color. For example, when you breathe in, visualize the air as red and follow it down through your body. And when you exhale, visualize the air as green, for example, and follow it. See how it moves through your body. That color air. Of course, you can choose any color you want. Just focus on it and try to breathe in as much of it throughout your whole body. Drench your body with air and color. Follow that colored air in and out. You are not your emotions. You are not your thoughts. You are not even your body. You are the one standing beside them. The one who can observe them. This practice you can use on all strong emotions that arises, and it's very efficient. Not just because you break patterns and get the distance between you and the emotion, it also makes so that we can come to the bottom of it and to learn from it. If you get to the bottom of the emotion, we can also see where we can grow. We can also, in an easier way, explain what and why we feel the way we feel. In a conscious and honest way. Both to ourselves and to others. When you release yourself from a feeling or thought that locks itself in your body, then you're free. Thought and mind feed each other, and it affects your body physically. Anger is a stress. It's like poison in your body, and it's healthy to let it go. You do that through acceptance of seeing what is and what isn't without judgment. Whose energy do you want to carry? By releasing anger or other strong emotions through meditation and acceptance, you can own your own life, not let anyone else do so. When you get angry, there can be a signal there that you are the one who has something to practice or learn or take wisdom from. So, when anger comes, try to stop. Take a pause and breathe in and out. Become the one who observes. The one who asks questions. Be curious about the feeling. What is it? Is it a thought or a feeling? Is it a sensation? Where and how does it feel? Concentrate on just the feeling of anger. Not anybody else, nothing else. Rise above and breathe in and out. Now, without stepping into the feeling, rise above, beyond it. Anger is often an outer reaction over another, like a layer to cover another, like a blanket. What was it that made you angry? In your mind's eye, watch the feeling and follow it through your body. Why is it that you got angry? What else is there? Was anger an answer? Because that you under it become sad, hurt, disappointed. Was it someone else that made you feel left out, mocked, or stupid? Is there anything else under? And in that case, what? Be curious. Breathing in and out. Watch it. Follow it. What shape does it have? What color does the feeling have? Where in your body is it? Is it moving around in your body, or is it still? What is it that it wants to say? What is it that it wants to tell you? Focus on your breathing. In and out. Remain as the one who observes. Anger doesn't want to be looked at, doesn't want to be seen. So by doing like this, observe it, be curious. And this can be applied on all strong emotions. Be curious and watch it. Take a few moments. Get to know it. What shape does it have now? Is it the same, or has it changed? Is it moving? Is it still? What color does it have? Remain the one that observe. Now, visualize this emotion as a ball of energy in your body. Is it still there? Where do you feel it the most? Maybe it's in your chest, your stomach, your throat. Focus your attention on that area and see the ball of energy there. Now, as you continue to breathe deeply, imagine that you're inhaling a cool, calming energy. This energy is like a stream of water that's washing over the ball of emotion in your body, soothing it and cooling it. And as you exhale, imagine that you're releasing the ball of emotion from your body. See it dissolve and disappear, leaving you feeling lighter and freer. Repeat this process with any other strong emotion that comes up. Keep visualizing the ball of emotion in your body and the calming energy washing over it as you inhale. Then release the emotion when you exhale. Finally, take a few more deep breaths and imagine yourself surrounded by bright white light. This light is a protective shield that keeps you safe and grounded, no matter what emotions that may rise in you. When you're ready, open your eyes and take a moment to notice how you feel. Hopefully, you feel more calm and centered. With a greater sense of control over the anger or emotions. And until next time, my friend, I wish you much love and happiness.